Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today we are going to talk about how to stack testosterone, primobolan, and winstrol. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, sub, share, comment, anything you can do to interact with the channel. It's helping the channel to grow, and it's allowing me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. So, all right, I want to discuss how to stack test, primo, and winstrol. Once again, women, this is not a stack I would recommend for you. I don't see the need ever to really use testosterone unless there's some sort of medical severe problem that a doctor's doing something with. And I've seen it very, very rarely with a extremely, you know, problematic low testosterone level in a female. Other than that, it's not something you'd want to do. Now, technically, you could probably do primo and winstrol. I would never really recommend it. A lot of females I've seen that have done it, it's not something I would do. Singularly, these are far more acceptable to run as a female singularly than many other steroids. But once again, not something I really love to see any female use any steroid, to be honest with you. But that's an entirely different topic. But I just wanted to say this one's really not one I would recommend for you. So once again, this is more of a man's type of stack only. So with this cycle, because you see me do several cycle layouts and I'll say long ester, short ester. It's really not one that you're going to do here with short esters. Primobolan, unless you had oral primo, which I'm not going to recommend whatsoever. It's not worth your time or money in any way, shape, or form. So in that case, with this, you're going to need to run primo 12 weeks. Well, 10 to 12, but if you really want to get the most out of it, 12. Now, you could run test propionate if you want. I don't see the reason to do every other day injections for 12 weeks, but hey, to each their own. You do you. Now, also with the winstrol, we're going to keep that the last 6 weeks of the cycle, or you could run it at the front end of the cycle. It's up to you, but winstrol is such a good finisher. My recommendation would be to use it at the end to polish that cycle off, but it'll give you a great kickstart to any cycle. I've used winstrol a lot of times as a kickstart, and it is tremendous as a kickstart to a cycle, but I just like the polishing effects of it at the end of the cycle. So let's think about the dosing here. Now, I'm always a more moderate, conservative type of doser when it comes to testosterone, especially, but most compounds in general. So I don't ever really see the reason to go over 300 to 350 milligrams per week. I know a lot of people think you have to run 500 milligrams per week. You absolutely do not. I've actually dedicated an entire video to that. But if that's what you want to do, then you do it. I'm not your dad. I'm not telling you what you can and cannot do. I'm telling you my recommendation. There is absolutely no need to run it that high. And you could really let primo shine here, which is what I would do. But once again, that is to each their own. Now, primobolan, you can get effective gains between 400 and 600 milligrams per week. I like to, 500 is a sweet spot. But you're going to get nice gains even at 400 milligrams a week and then really nice at 600. There's no reason that you necessarily have to go to 600. You see a little bit more there, but I like to keep the dosing still at a rate because primo makes you feel good. Now, the one thing with primo is, you know, possibly loosen your hair if you're prone to it. But otherwise, primo pretty much, it actually, you feel some of the best of any steroid on primobolan. It's so clean. It's so consistent. You can see how consistent it is. You're not going to get anything drastic, but it's so clean and gradual. It's my favorite, as many of you know, because it's my kind of thing, and it's not for everybody. And the bigger you are, chances are the less you're going to notice of it. And that's why a lot of supremely big guys don't care for it. Now, the guys that really understand how this works and understand their bodies and are in tune with it love it. But they have the right expectation and understanding of what it's going to do for them as opposed to somebody else. Anyway, the winstrol dose, now that we've got the primo dose, 400 to 600, 500 sweet spot, testosterone, 300 to 350. If you want to go to 5, that's on you. Winstrol, 40 to 50 milligrams. 50 is the top end I would go on it. Winstrol is very harsh, and it's harsh in a variety of ways. It can really slam your cholesterol. It can really slam your liver, your blood pressure. And then a lot of people will get so dry and they get terribly achy joints with it. So there's a lot there. So be aware of that. Now, if you're running winstrol the last 6 weeks, I've explained this concept before. Remember, you're running a 12-week cycle. Your esters are clearing weeks 13 and 14, and you're starting your PCT week 15. So you run your cycles 12 weeks, 13 and 14 you take off, PCT starts 15, 16, 17, 18. Take your Winstrol, run it 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Notice 13 and 14 is your esters clearing, but that's okay because Winstrol's in and out of your system so fast, and you can still go right into your PCT while your testosterone, your primobol, and esters are clearing. That way you've got something running even during that slow period of time and you still got something going on. Or run it the first 6 weeks if you like. Just make sure with Winstrol that you're protecting your organs, not just your liver. Liver care is not going to do your kidneys, your cholesterol, every other organ that you need to protect in your body, your blood pressure. You need a all-in-one protectant or a variety of different pills to take that would be in an all-in-one to protect yourself. But protect yourself, please. Now, testosterone converts to estrogen. Always, no, even if you're don't want to use it, have an aromatase inhibitor on hand. I'm a proponent of it. I think it's better to protect from estrogen. And trust me, from somebody that was born with, you know, gynecomastia and then high estrogen at all times, it's not a good feeling having high estrogen. It's not just, oh, I got some water retention or my nipples are swollen or I might get some gyno I can get rid of. It mentally, it fucks with you too. And that's where it really becomes a problem. And then it's not healthy. Water retention makes your blood pressure higher. Control your estrogen, have Aromacin or Arimidex on hand, and then run your proper PCTs. And that's the cycle. It's a great cycle. It's pretty light. Winstrol's a little bit harsher than people understand, but it's a pretty nice cycle where you shouldn't be thrashed. Winstrol's the one caveat here that can really hit people hard, some people, but it's not nearly as bad as like an Anadrol or a Superdrol or something extreme like Itran or a Halo, something extremely harsh. So it's right in that upper middle range. It's not quite in the middle range, a little upper middle. So just be aware of that. But it should treat most people well. Not everybody. There's no way to know that. So it's just trial and error. I just go with what I know is more prevalent or more common. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.